This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Yes, dude. Portland, dude. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Whoa. Oh boy.
All the way up there, huh?
Don't jump, man.
Actually,
it's not fucking worth it. Really?
Jump.
That's crazy.
Don't this shit make my people want to jump? Jump. Jump. Jump.
So offensive. Definitely the last thing you want to hear before you kill yourself. An old Chris Cross song?
Yeah. What a way to go. You guys gonna get the seats? Standing room only. I love that. Shit's gonna get
long. Because it means more cash in my pocket.
Woo! Actually, who has money to just throw at us?
This is so... God, you're small. Don't raise your hand. That's...
What?
Don't raise your hand. Throw the money. Good man.
Who snorted? We got a snorter.
All right.
And a hoarder. Holy shit.
You brought a bag of your own feces.
What's wrong with you?
Crazy.
Now I just want you to laugh and snort. I want you to snort all night long. Is that fair to say?
It's a little uncomfortable. That is how he hits on people, though. So
It's working?
Yes, yeah. Dude. Well, the reason we're here is Spoke. I don't know if you guys know this, but Spoke is a new podcasting listening app from SiriusXM. Mm-hmm. Brought us here. So give it up for Spoke for bringing us here. If you want a better way, if you want a better way to consume audio content, download the app, create a profile, and then that's the meet and greet to hang out with us after the show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So people download the app, they create the profile, and they can, you know, take a picture, hang out.
And you already drove here from fucking Seattle, so you could take the extra step. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your phone is out. I know it. All right. Way to go.
And you can do that at hearspoke.com. But for now, I don't know if everybody knows this. I assume they do because they purchased tickets to this event.
But hopefully.
This is a live podcast. This is a podcast show.
Everybody leaves.
Oh, no. We lost them. They thought it was rock and or roll music. No, it is. It is just a podcast. Do you guys all listen to the show? Who here has never heard the show? Never heard it, right? Dragged by a friend, a loved one? Oh, you never heard of it?
Hey, that's my mom's friend, Chao Yun.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You should stand up.
You should stand up because it is your mom's friend, right?
My mom's friend. And whatever I say here tonight, please do not report back to my dear mother.
I have a cousin from Israel up there. I bet he's really? Never heard the show. Gilad, have you ever heard of our podcast?
Ken, Torah.
Ken, low? Low. Yeah, that's a no. That's a hard no. You can get podcasts in Israel, so you really have no excuse. But thank you. Do appreciate it. You do understand
English. Oh, did you like
English.
when your little cousin suggested that one of our fans kill themselves?
Don't tell my mommy's brother. This is going to be fun. If you guys don't mind, maybe we answer some questions for you guys. Maybe you guys can join in on the fun. So why don't we take a seat, try to answer as many questions as we can get through in this sweet, sweet 75-minute ride we call life. Jump! Jump! Jump!
Jump! Tone Blumenfeld, make you want to jump! Who bought us drinks? Toda, gracias. You got Amir the Cosmo, is that correct? Thank you.
This is
Toda. Cheers to Portland. How about it? Thank you guys for coming to the show.
What is a Cosmo? No idea. It tastes like pink lemonade and vodka. You know, I'm insulted, but I do love it. So I can't be that mad.
Yeah.
Actually, this is like a party in a glass. And you're saying you can get this at the club?
You cannot get into a club. You waited in every club line with Cosmo.
This is real good. Add a little breast milk to this. That's a cosmopolitan.
Sorry, you said...
I said add a little cinnamon horchata milk.
Cinnamon horchata? You said breast milk. You said breast milk. You said add a little breast milk to this.
I'm just saying if you want it a little more viscous, so you can throw a discus.
I'm going to be sick. Let's go.
All right. Real questions, real people. Going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Mm-hmm. All we need is a fake name to get us started.
The guy that bought me a whiskey said Crandis, so we got to go Crandis.
All right. This is a guy named Crandis from England. Anybody here from England? Really? You're British?
I'm American from England.
Hell yeah!
What?
He's a fucking spy,
You're
dude.
A fucking spy?
Yeah, why would he be living there?
Are you the guy with the dossier? You have the fucking dossier,
He's
dude.
He's holding the fucking dossier.
He said, you have a dossier, man. Whoa, dude. You have the pee tape.
What?
You were in the pee tape?
It was him in a wig urinating on Donald Trump Jr.
Junior?
Yeah, it's a much smaller dossier.
Shit. Okay.
All right. 21-year-old from England, Crandis writes, I live at home with my mum.
Definitely from England.
In a small house when I'm not at university. My mum and dad got divorced when I was young, so I'm used to having different men around over the years, which is fine. We got to snort.
Snorting at the... That's just at the divorce?
We should have a count. Three. So three so far.
I heard one at some point before that. There's four.
All right. Anyway, oh, sorry. She recently got a new boyfriend, and he is hashtag dope, a legit guy, and nice to my mom. Anyway, on to the problem. I am currently home from university, and I keep hearing the new boyfriend giving the pork sword to my mom while I'm in my room trying to sleep.
Heh,
that
yeah,
means sex.
That is correct. Yeah. Being stabbed with a pork sword.
My door is shut, and so is hers, but that does nothing to slow the noise. Slapping, shouting, sweating, screaming and creaming.
He can hear the creaming?
Yeah. Sometimes they go on for hours. Is he Clark Kent, or is a four-hour session a standard thing? It's certainly not for me, LOL. I really hate wearing earplugs as they are very uncomfortable and I struggle to sleep with them in, but I feel like this is my only onion.
It's a typo. That's
what
good.
Should I do? What should I do, writes Crandall. Should I confront him and tell him to keep his mojo at bay while I'm at home? Or should I ask my mom to stop being such a dick fiend? Or should I leave them do it? Be happy she's happy and buy some earplugs. Maybe if I keep walking in on them.
What?
Help me solve my problem so I can sleep freely and seize the cheese on a daily basis. Yeah. Much love, Crandis. Let's get over Crandis.
Love for Crandis.
Interesting. Right. Would you rather hear your mom fuck your dad or a hot new boy?
Dude. I would fucking kill to see my mother, the angel that she is, upgrade. My goodness. My dad's he's a troll. He's a bridge troll. He's a goat. My dad is, he's a farm animal. He's a piglet. He is the hay. My dad's a trough.
What?
My dad is a trough, man.
What's going on in the trough?
That's where the animals piss and shit and sort of drink and then spit back, and the farmer comes and his wife's not looking, so he has a quick J-O into the trough.
And that's your
play
dad?
A little like game with the llamas, I guess. I don't know. Farmers are fucked up. So yeah, that's my father.
Yeah.
So if my mom would, Jesus Christ, I would have her fucking have sex with the suicide guy up there, and it would be a
postmortem.
Yeah. It would. Wow.
Yeah.
Rock hard rigor mortis cock, dog.
Don't the shit make my people wanna?
If we could get everybody here to chant, would you do it?
You wouldn't even necessarily die. You would probably hurt a lot of these people.
They would die.
And like sprain a rib.
I guess I would feel like the discomfort of earplugs is better than the discomfort of hearing my mother get railed.
Yeah. But I wonder if it's better that she's railing a boyfriend rather than a dad, because you're only hearing one parent orgasm. Just fucking grab the sheets in ecstasy. Oh my God. Hell tilt back.
Are
eyes
you thinking
rolled
about
up.
Your mom right now?
What?
Whose mom are you thinking about? You're talking about parental orgasms, and you're so animated and happy. I just wonder whose parents you're thinking of.
I'm just saying, imagine a mom's fucking toes.
A mom, but like, who's the mom that you?
Beads of fucking sweat on the forehead, vein. This fucking vein. You guys know what I'm talking about? The vein, and it's a scratchy. She can't fucking take it. It's a scratchy voice because she's been screaming
really
all night long. But then, like, to imagine that's your dad, it's not as exciting.
Well, no, I would love to imagine. I would like to imagine my dad had moves, because then you're like, oh, I inherited those.
Oh.
You know?
Rather than your mom's moves.
Well, I inherited my mom's moves. I inherited nothing from my father.
Except your inheritance.
I'm 100% Laura. You better believe that.
What about your financial situation?
I swear to God, I don't even know if my parents consummated the marriage. I think I sprung from my mother's womb like Jesus did. I think it was immaculate. I didn't come from my dad. My mom would never she wouldn't fuck a trough.
But cash-wise, I feel like a lot of it comes from your dad.
Well, the money thing, yeah.
The money comes from my father.
The trough of semen and shit.
Semen, shit, and cash. All right, let's try to answer this guy's question. Huh?
He said, I don't want to let you wear earplugs, which seems like fine, okay. I don't understand why he can't wear earplugs. It seems like the easiest. What about a white noise machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody out there rocking with a dome? Yeah.
They came for the dome. The dome's got the 11 o'clock show, by the way.
That's right. It's just a white noise machine with a microphone. So you turn on the dome, and then your mom gets dome, and then you can't hear any of it.
That's very good. How about a sip of the Cosmo for that, brother?
Oh, wow.
Hit the Cosmo.
I am feeling a little sassy.
I would do like a porn noise machine. So then you wouldn't really know where the porn is, like where the sex noise is coming from.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you hear what does a white noise machine sound like? Like, oh, fuck me, Todd. You would hear that, you know?
You want a white sex noise machine. So it's white people having sex. Mm-hmm.
Fuck me, Craig.
Oh,
fuck me, Craig. Go, Todd.
Oh,
right there, David.
Oh,
that's the spot, David.
Oh, Better Homes and Garden, David. Oh, Architectural Digest, Todd.
They're taking house number two, David.
Oh.
The split level, David.
Oh, we should change the sheets. Sean.
All right, final answer, next question.
All right, here we go. One more time for Candace for writing that. I thought that was...
Bravo.
I thought that was brave of him.
That was brave.
It was absolutely brave. I wonder where the dad is. That doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry. I was just imagining he was dead.
Long-time widow, first-time caller. This is from another dude. Does anybody have a dude's name?
Wow.
I heard one.
You heard one?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
I heard one.
What did you hear?
Snurgles.
Oh, that was a trick.
Yeah.
And you got me with it, too.
We got Snurgles out of it.
Very good. Was it Snurgles?
Yes.
Snurgles?
That guy looks like he produces
with
the white...
Snurgles with a U.
That guy produces the white sex noise machine. Look at him.
Snurgles! That is what you say when you come. Is that correct, sir? Good.
From way downtown.
Snurgles.
Snurgles writes, I've been with my girlfriend for nearing 5 years now, and we're getting married at the end of summer.
Oh, good stuff.
We've only had sex with each other ever. Until a couple weeks ago when we decided to be more open with our sexuality and release all restraints. The perfect open relationship was formed.
Those are always perfect.
It's been really cool and I'm super happy with where we are and where we're going. But there is...
He wrote that, right?
There is, yeah. There's a popping noise like a thumb coming in and out of an anus. I can't even do that again. Oh, there we go. But there's just one problem. One dude she's been seeing has been telling her he's developing feelings for her. He's kind of a douchebag, and I don't see how she'd be attracted to him in the first place. And she says she feels the same way. She said he may have a weird necklace, but to me... but to me, he's just a face to sit on.
Yeah, dude. I'm the guy.
Should I be concerned that this guy's going to get weird with our super chill arrangement? Should I try to get her to stop seeing him? I'm torn. Call me Dick Sandy. Love, Snurgles. All right, how about we give it up for Snurgles? That's
all right,
also...
One time. So to him, the arrangement is super chill.
Everything's good. Ideal.
Except he thinks the guy fucking his fiance is a little bit of a douchebag.
Yeah, he's kind of cray-cray.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want his fiance, say, to sit on his fey face.
Yeah.
Five snorts.
I've never been in a situation like this, so it's tough. Can he say, I changed my mind about the open relationship?
Or what if you just start amending shit so you get a veto or two?
Oh, yeah.
So you know how some people have a list of guys they get to bone?
Right.
So this is like, these are five guys you don't get to bone.
Yeah. Or you just do like a rule, like no neck lie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You can, the plural of necklaces, guys.
You can cheat on me, but as long as they don't have jewelry.
A necklace, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about a leather band, though?
That's hot.
Yeah. I
real
get that.
Thick with a button on it. Yeah, that's nice. The snap-in kind, I'll sit on that face.
If you had an open relationship, would your rule be no multiple times, no don't tell me about it, you have to tell me about it, nobody I know, nobody I don't know? Where would you lean?
I would say don't tell me about it, and let's go no face sitting.
Wow.
Is that crazy? I feel like sitting on someone's face is the most intimate thing you could do. I think that's more intimate than like a deep, deep dicking. It really is. If someone's tongue is in your asshole, that's like the... That's so... Pardon me, but that's so romantic.
So... When you imagine sitting on face, it's always asshole, because I imagine vajay.
Do you vagine. Sit with your vagina forward?
Yeah,
or do you sit
so I'd be
your...
like... But I guess that's the difference between us two. And actually, that says a lot.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. What's that?
Wait, what was your...
Cosmo kicking it?
She's.
Oh, that
she thinks
Cosmo
you're drunk kick. Because you're talking about you and I guess, sitting on each other's faces. Trust me, he's dead sober. There's no alcohol in the Cosmo. It's, I think, just a roofie. Is that correct, guys? You're the ones that bought it.
Which I gave to myself to loosen up pre-show style. But that was at 2 with an espresso.
We always talk about open relationships, but none of us have really been. Has anybody here been in an open relationship? Woo?
No, it's the same girl that wooed at the dome. I'm starting to think you don't have any of this stuff.
Are you in
an open relationship?
Are you in an open relationship right now?
This guy wants to jump.
Now you're ready to jump. Yeah, dog.
By the
swing way, this way if you can, brother.
Open relationship doesn't mean she has to fuck you. It just means she's legally allowed to. So you're currently in an open with one partner or multi?
One.
One lucky human. You and him or her, do you mind me asking? Him. Okay, you and a him. Hanging out, open relationship. You get to sleep with other people. He does too?
Yeah.
Who do you think's winning that game? She's pointing to herself.
Get your numbers up.
It's 43-2.
Are there...
That's another good rule. You can hook up with someone, but then he has to match you. Yeah. You can't ever be more than one apart.
You always have to be ready to call a mercy rule.
Yeah. Like, if it's 7-0, 11-1, or 18-2, the relationship's over.
Yeah, you got to bench yourself for a little bit.
You've skunked him. So what's the point of having a relationship at all if you get to sleep with other people? Why do you just not have it? Why don't you just not be in one?
Yeah, you thought this was a comedy show? No.
Like, what's the good part of the relationship that you're still getting? Oh, it's a long distance. So you never see him. You fuck other people.
So the good part about your relationship is you can fuck whoever you want, but you also still get to talk to someone on the phone all the time.
I get to Skype with him 4.5 hours a day.
So I can fuck whoever I want. I need to keep track with 2 different time zones, right? That sounds convenient.
Is it an LDR? Did it start long distance? Or it started short, it went away, and then you're like, if we're going to do this long distance thing, we got to be able to hook up with other people. The latter.
Cool. So if by the end of the show, everything goes well, that guy's dead and you are broken up with your boyfriend. We're sort of doing like a Tony Robbins thing up here.
We want to help everybody. Sorry if we chose suicide for you. That's how little we think that that would help you. Dark.
Yeah.
Absolute pitch black.
Total. The show's death and come. You guys knew what you were coming for.
So here we go. He's torn. What should he do? I feel like he's got to embrace the open, allow this face sit, or just go back. All right, we had our little fun and games, but no more sitting on people's face.
I feel like, you're right. If you have an open relationship, you can't start making it unchill, you know? It's got to be full chill or just like standard rules.
Yeah. What's and standard?
Standard rules is don't cheat on me. I don't care how cool his necklace is.
Good luck, Dick Sandy.
Godspeed. Spurgles.
All right.
Snurgles.
Snurgles. Snurgles. Snurgles. All right.
Snurgles, yeah.
I'm sorry. We need another man's name.
Wait, what was it?
Harry Potter.
Original. Harry Potter.
Well, you don't understand. It's spelled like H-A-I-R-Y.
That would be a really great porn star's name, actually.
Because he's already, like, working in the dirt because it's, like, a porn thing, right? So he's, like, digging. It's, like, scat porn. Yeah. So he's, like, putting a little rose.
And then he would, like, perform. Like, he would do, like, a gay thing with Sirius Black.
Yeah.
And that's spelled
actually, maybe we can pitch that to Sirius XM.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Because they're looking for branded content.
The spoke executive is leaving.
Oh, all right. That's fair. All right. Harry Potter. So excited for a popular film.
Harry Potter hasn't had enough time in the fucking limelight. He's got to take over my show, too. Fine.
You win this round. Just kidding, Rowling. All right, ready? Harry Potter. So I've been taking fiber pills. Nice, dude.
Very good, man.
Harry Potter.
You read the question beforehand. You wrote it. Good man.
Harry Potter writes, "Nah. So I've been taking fiber pills and now my shit comes out real nice."
Yeah, you gotta give it up for those people that keep it healthy, man.
All is well, except for the fact that this wet mess that comes out is rancid.
So not real nice, right?
Well, it slides right out. It just smells a bunch.
Okay.
I'm talking about some serious chemical warfare type shit. I would take this trade of smelly instead of painful any day, but the people at work have started to more than notice the change. They've become angered by it. When I'm shitting in a stall, I can hear people mumble in disgust. And soon they all clear out of the bathroom. Fortunately, no one suspects that I am the infamous diarrhea fiend. But I'm afraid I'll be caught soon. At lunch break, all my friends do is share who they think it is and what they've heard, and I keep my poker face the entire time. Yesterday, someone literally looked under the stall to see what shoes I had on.
Who the fuck are you?
Ah!
You smelly bandit.
I predicted this was going to happen beforehand and had been keeping my shoes out of sight the entire time. But he wouldn't leave. It was like a fucked up game of chicken. Who's going to be the first to leave or get yelled at by the line leader? Luckily, I got away with it that time, but I don't know how long I can keep this charade up.
I crawled through a duct above the toilet.
I would have stopped taking the pills before this all started, but it feels so good. I don't want to go back to having shits with the coarseness of sandpaper. Also, without the pills, my dump seshes take too long, and I can't get back to my post in time. This has been going on for 2 weeks, and I think I only have a few days left. Seriously, what do I fucking do? I feel like I'm trapped in a world where the only options are pain or embarrassment. Please help. ASAP. Love, Harry Pooter. Harry Pooter, everyone. Yeah.
Whew. That's fun. I like this. This is like some sort of shitter mystery.
Yeah. Who pooped it? What's your shit schedule like nowadays?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm very regular. I usually wake up around 2 a.m., explosive diarrhea. then a quick little jaunt of insane constipation around 9:30. Then I'm in the ER from around 11 to nooner,
yeah,
where they are extracting rock-hard, glass-like diamond shit from my rectum.
It's shiny and small.
Mm-hmm. And then 4 p.m., I'm sort of just taking the liquid shit at work. Not in the bathroom, but
that's
just dragging.
Hot, yeah, you call it the hot wets.
Yeah. Those will cut through the concrete in the parking lot for sure. Those are acidic. And then I'm falling asleep in a fever dream.
What time is that?
Oh, that's around 2 p.m. after the acid shit starts to dissipate.
Okay.
No, I don't have a regular schedule. I'm just, you know, whenever the fuck I feel like it.
That's really cool,
that's
dude.
That's pretty chill. Are you on a sketch?
I'm on a sketch. I'm on a morning sketch.
Morning sketch? Wake up shit?
Wake up, have a banana. Y'all know how much I like my nanas. And then what comes out can only be described as a brown banana. It is.
You only eat banana peel and all.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes out. As I push it in, it comes out. Right. That's how stuffed I am.
It's interestingly enough, you do push it into your ass.
It's the circle of life. Yeah, and then I switch it up every other
week. Well,
you push
it into your ass
out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So I would say my shit schedule is every day I regurgitate a banana. But have you experienced this? Have you experienced the stinky shit? Have you experienced the fibrous shit?
Have I experienced a stinky shit?
But on the reg?
What a flattering question, and I appreciate that. When you know you're going to have a really smelly shit, it's a courtesy flush. There's a name for it. You just flush the toilet as you're shitting. And then
you know what I noticed pretty late in life is the ones that stink the most are you look down and it didn't get all the way underwater. It's like creeping up out of the water. Yeah. Like sort of a seal just coming out.
I didn't want to leave you, butthole.
It dies there. Never let go. Those are the ones that smell. If it goes completely submerged, that's the water for you. It's an insulator. It keeps the stink.
I feel like this guy just needs to get ready and then, like, as he's shitting, flush the toilet. And then the smell is taken away.
Oh, so it's just, like, instant going down.
Yeah.
What is poopery?
You spray it on the toilet before you shit? How do so many people know about poopery in this audience?
Do they want to sponsor our podcast?
It's you carry poopery around with you at all times?
Wait, it's just a little bottle.
You just have it?
This guy needs to. It's like Banaka? It's that small?
And you can use it as a mouth spray as well?
Absolutely. So before someone shits in there, you just...
Right. So the guy, the girl with the guy on the necklace, she will spray before she sits on the bay.
That's right. That sounds like a good advice.
Yeah, poopery, that works. Extra shoes. That's what I was thinking, dude. You get a pair of Crocs, pop them in the backpack. You put them on before, like, as you're shitting. Like, I think this shitter has Crocs. I fucking knew that, dude.
No, it's not him. It's Harry Pooter went in there with a backpack, but I assume he's not wearing Crocs.
You know what you could also do is you just like fucking one day you just watch somebody, they're washing their hands, and then you like put him in a sleeper hold or something, drag his lifeless body outside and be like, I got him. That was the cereal shitter. And then you spend the rest of the time shitting somewhere else. You've evaded the moniker of diarrhea fiend forever, and sure, you've committed murder, but it's a small price to pay. Or poopery is also fine. You can get that on Amazon, I imagine. Good
use
stuff.
Use our coupon code for sure, though.
Oh, yeah. Do we have one of those?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Shut up.
Put
Thank
in
you for the
you
advice.
A checkout.
We're about the halfway point, so why don't we get a round of applause? We'll take a little break.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Wow, what a whirlwind.
Whoa,
that was. Our longest break ever, an hour and a half.
That was an amazing breakdance, by the way.
Thank you. I've been
so
sort
cool.
of studying on the DL for
I didn't know you could head spin.
9 years.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
I've been doing a head spin.
That's nuts.
Why did you think I brought a helmet here?
It's so cool.
It was insane to me.
Just really neat that happened.
All right, now that we're back from the break, why don't we get finally a question from a female. Does anybody have a...
Yo, Harry Potter fan yelling Hermione Granger.
Wait. Mo? Mo?
Did I say it right? All right, good. Mo. I say Mo and they like Mo, and then I say Mo and they say Mo. You just say, when I say Mo, you guys just would just go like this. Now I get it.
She was saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Mo.
Mo. Mo.
Mo writes... Recently, I started doing some stand-up comedy. I'm a 17-year-old female. My problem is this. I recently did a set at my high school showcase. It went over really well. One guy even said he recorded it so that he could have it for when I'm famous. The problem is my dad. A lot of my jokes were aimed towards him. My mom was there, and she recorded it, and now my dad really wants to see the recording. Should I tell him that no one recorded it, or should I just suck it up and let him watch the video? Don't know if this is TMI, but he was a cult leader in the 90s. He doesn't know that I know he was a cult leader. Huge fan of the show. Love you both. Very excited to see you in Portland this Tuesday. Love Mo. Did anybody here wrote that?
Did someone here's dad lead a cult?
She's 17, right? She would get kicked out as soon as she raised her hand.
Well, I figured if her dad is that convincing, he could probably call the venue and figure something out.
I thought my dad was a piece of shit.
You know, just because you're a cult leader doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It just means you're very persuasive. Yeah, what kind of cult? That's a good question.
I think
because there are good cults. Cults sort of get a bad rap for like the suicide
thing. There's a good cult? What one?
Scientology's
not a good cult. That's one of the worst ones.
Judaism.
Now, yeah, you want to go there? I love it.
I'm just saying, just because something's a cult doesn't mean it's bad. It just means
I feel like that's the definition
of cult. It's led by a very persuasive leader of sorts.
Okay, but like you're thinking like Office Space was a cult classic comedy.
Yeah, that could be a cult.
But like then not like, oh, this, you know, breathing only air and not eating food and dying is a cult thing too.
Yeah, that could be another type of cult.
That's
so there's some good, there's some bad. You can't really put your finger on which one is which.
Well, there was one that, well, you can usually identify the bad ones by the ones that make you kill them yourself.
Is like, it illegal to convince someone to do something?
We're asking for this guy still. there was that. It just happened.
Yeah,
it just
text,
happened.
The
there
text
was the
message.
Text message and the phone call.
Okay,
and then,
what
yeah.
about the in the 90s? If I convinced you to give me money, is that robbery? Or am I just like kind of G?
Right. Well, if you convince me to give you, yeah, no, that's like a pyramid. Oh no, pyramid schemes are illegal, right?
No, pyramid schemes.
But is being like a bum illegal? Like you could ask for money.
Yeah,
or is that
that's
illegal?
What I'm saying. And if I'm like,
we
hey,
should obviously be lawyers.
If I'm like, you're really
Your
gonna
Honor,
go to hell.
Is that illegal? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh really?
I rest my case.
I didn't know that, and I don't think my client did either. Jury. Did you guys fucking know that shit?
Yeah, I mean we knew it, yeah.
Really?
Shay, you guys should be the lawyer, and I should be the jury. You talk shit about your dad.
No, I don't.
I'm Jay. Leading the bitchness. Do you want your dad to find out that you think he's a gourd?
My father... Tread lightly, fucker, all right? You take my father's name out your damn mouth. Okay.
You called him a drop of shit.
I call him a lot of things with love. And you come over here, you call him a, what'd you say, a trough of shit?
No, you said that.
That's not cool, man.
What?
That's not cool at all. That's not fucking
that's
chill. That's really not. My
we
dad's a noble man. He's an honorable man.
He said a farmer jacked off in a trough.
Oh, you're
and
crass.
That was your dad.
You're crass. This is how you make people laugh. Hardy har har.
No.
Farmer jerk off in a trap. That's funny to you?
It is funny, but
you're a sad man, and my dad is a proud man, and my dad is he's a rich man. Yeah. That's right.
All right. I guess if I were you in this situation, I'd be like, Dad, don't worry about the stand-up. Come to my next show. And then the next show is all about how cults rule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when Haley's Comet comes back around, let's kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Right, Daddy-O?
You may suck as a comedian, but you're a good daughter. And you know what? I wish I could say that about myself.
You could make a lot more money as a... You should really be sipping the Cosmo.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could say that about myself.
Good man.
Bartender, never let me see the bottom of this ass. And I won't let you see the bottom of this sass.
Yeah, that should be the caption for the photo of Amir sitting on my face. There are any of you who have yet to post it. Bartender, never let me see the bottom of this ass. Man, that's good.
That's funny. Tragedy plus time.
That's why we have a lot more on the Haley's Heaven's Gate cult. That's right.
Yeah, I feel like everyone says the cults are about the suicide and the kill yourself. And granted, I made some pretty dark jokes earlier. Hell, who hasn't?
Well, none of these people have.
Of course. They're better people than you. But I feel like there's some cults that just extort people, and that should be fine. If I could convince you to give me cash, maybe we'll call it an idiot tax, and I deserve the money.
That's fine. Like, what isn't like nice shoes a cult in a way? You don't really need the nice shoes.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you. Nike and fucking Adidas. You guys walk around flaunting that logo.
You're wearing Nike.
Really?
Also, I am. Yeah.
All hail. Phil Knight. All right. Oh, here's a good question. How about somebody up there yell a guy's name?
Shia.
Shia.
Shia the friggin' beef? La beef? Shia the friggin' beef. Oh my God, that A-list celebrity god. Wow, you think he's at the show?
How insane was it that we got to shoot with him?
Have you guys seen all of the old Jake and Amir videos? We had the Transformers, friggin' Indiana Jones, even Stevens. Yeah, Megan, the guy that was legit dating Megan Fox in our web series.
That's insane to me to
think.
Just
nuts. Just absolutely. Shia the friggin'
beef. This was after Holes, though, right?
Yeah, post Holes, but pre-Transformers, I think it was.
That's another caption for the picture, is post-hole, pre-Transformer. Shia the frickin' Bean writes, the other night I hung out with some friends at a bar and I met a girl who was a friend of one of my friends who I already knew. We talked for a while, and maybe it's because I was drunk, but I said we should hang out and I asked for her number. The next morning I felt bad because I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for 3 years, and she's currently on an extended work trip some 10 hours away from me. She won't be back until mid-August, and I don't want this girl to think I asked for her number for some romantic reason. I don't even remember if I mentioned that I had a girlfriend because I was so drunk. Can I ask this girl to hang out in a platonic way? Should I just not and delete the number? Should I ask her to hang out when we're with mutual friends? To add to my question, I'm super lonely without my girlfriend.
We know.
And I don't have many friends. How can I make more friends and hang out with people more often without coming off as needy or horny? Love. Well, what's her? Oh, Shia the Bean.
Shia the Bean.
Let's give it up for Shia. Can a man with a girlfriend befriend another girl that's a friend?
No.
Zero tolerance. You have a girlfriend, you cannot befriend a girl under any circumstance, meet up with her one-on-one.
I can do that, but I will fuck her eventually. So yeah, you can do that if you are down to end your relationship, or at least lie to your significant other forever.
So why... You say no because you'll want to have sex or because you will have sex? Because
I will, but okay. Other people might want to.
Let me
ask
you.
But I can fucking do it, you know what I'm saying?
Can you befriend a lesbian that wouldn't have sex with you because she's not sexually attracted to you?
I don't know about that.
You're saying you befriend a lesbian, you still have sex with her?
Straight up, when I'm with someone, I don't know if I should have friends.
Even if
generally,
it's a guy, you'll fuck a
guy. I think I could fuck anyone. All the time. I'm always wanting to.
So it's about the guy more than the girl who trusts him or something?
I guess my genuine answer, I think it takes a lot of context. I think you could have a straight, actual platonic relationship with somebody. But the relationship that this guy described, it didn't sound very platonic, did it?
Because he met drunk?
Yeah, you met drunk and you didn't tell her that your girlfriend existed. So it doesn't really sound like a platonic kind of thing.
Is there a lady out there with a boyfriend right now of 3-ish years? Glasses right here, standing up. Okay, your boyfriend. Oh, your boyfriend's right here? Okay, so a little
bit. Do you
biased.
Trust that motherfucker?
Would you let him get a drink with a friend that happened to be a woman? Probably not. What if it was a friend that predated you? So like an old friend of his? Maybe. Oh, if you
were
there
too.
So not a solo one-on-one.
Just doing like referee shit.
What if the oldest friend in the world is a very unattractive gay woman? Still, oh, that's fine?
That's fine.
Very unattractive straight woman.
Can we ask the boyfriend?
He can do it. So he can get a drink and befriend a woman as long as she's less attractive than you objectively. That's a good rule.
No, it's not. I fuck people that are less attractive than people I love all the time. I almost do it exclusively. What about the boyfriend? Would you let your girlfriend... you say yes? Or you haven't said anything yet. Would you let her
Your girlfriend goes out with a bunch of lady friends. She's like, I met this guy. He's really nice and friendly. We're going to get a drink on Tuesday.
Because you know Portland turns up on a Tuesday.
Yeah!
I know it.
So what do you say to that?
Fuck that guy.
Whoa! You're telling her to fuck him?
Whoa! That's hot!
As long as you're there... That's awesome, dude.
Just make a cuckold of me.
I think it depends on the girl. It depends on the guy. I don't know.
Would anybody here just like not even bat an eye? You raising your hand right there.
What? We have to repeat that into the microphone for those listening at home. You're in Portland, Oregon, correct? Your boyfriend... That much we know is true. Everything else could be a lie, and I hope to God it is. Your boyfriend is currently in California with a girl he used to date? How did he spin that to you? What did he tell you? What kind of mental,
what kind of black
linguistic
magic, sorcery,
magic?
What Jafar staff did he put in front of your face that lets you...
Agree to that.
He hypnotized you. You're under a spell.
I mean, I'm sorry, honey, but he's getting his. No. We don't know that for a fact. I'm sorry. So why is he in California with a girl he used to fuck? He did invite your sister.
This guy sounds awesome.
Do I ask more questions or should we leave it at that?
No.
Did you say he invited your sister? Leave it at that. Game over.
Yeah, cross-examination. No further questions, Your Honor.
I will tell you this. If he comes back and nothing happened, I guess you're forever trustworthy. You've given him the ultimate test.
How on earth will she know that nothing happened?
He has the pinky promise.
He sent the question? No, he's fucking somebody else, man.
You know what? Maybe the joke's on us. Maybe your relationship is built on such strong trust. He can go away to fucking Hawaii with all of his ex-girlfriends. You know he's going to be thinking about you when he's fucking her? And that's not cheating. That's absolutely not cheating. I was thinking of you the whole time, baby.
That's an interesting quandary. Would you rather have somebody that you loved fuck someone else but think of you the whole time?
Or
fuck you but think of someone else the entire time?
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta go fuck me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because really?
At least I'm having sex. And she can think of fucking Elijah Wood or whoever the fuck she used to date.
That's the hottest celebrity you could think of off the top of your head.
Oh, you know, not
Frodo
fucking
Baggins.
Christian Bale's ex. I honestly think that's legit doable for me.
You fucking
up with
Elijah Wood's ex?
Yeah.
Samwise Gamgee?
Maybe.
Wow. Sexy.
I mean, I feel bad for her going from Elijah to this Wood, but hell, I'll take it.
That's the pickup line.
That's my Tinder bio. I'm looking for one woman. Do you guys have time to answer one more question?
Uno mas.
You guys have been awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming out. What a fun show. We'll definitely be back. Whether you like it or not. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. Let's go all the way up there, upper deck. What did she say?
Spurgeon? Hell yeah, Spurgeon. Spurgeon.
Sturgeon writes.
Spur, with a S, with a P, I think.
Okay.
All right.
I have a serious problem on my hands. Recently, while me and my girlfriend of 4 years were getting down and dirty, she was riding me when the unthinkable happened. Good night, everyone. We mustn't think of it. When the unthinkable happened. My wang slipped out, got bent backwards, and I heard a pop. I immediately recoiled in pain. It's been 2 weeks since this happened. Oh, we got a snort.
Snort. That's six.
That was the sound of the pop.
Don't this shit make my people want to snort. Snort. I heard a pop and immediately recoiled in pain. It's been 2 weeks since this happened, and despite wrapping the little general up in a makeshift cast, it refuses to work properly. Now my girlfriend is threatening to leave me if I can't get the coy diva to come out of its shell. Scream! My question is, do either of you know any natural remedies that would...
It really has to be natural.
You didn't have to go holistic. This is your penis.
What would natural remedies to fix my hard problem? Please help. I really love this girl and I don't want to lose her. Toda, love, sturgeon, spurgeon, sturgeon.
This is... No, you're talking about splint plot. Like, I'm making a splint of popsicle sticks? This is the most important thing on a guy's body. It's the fucking dick. You go straight to the goddamn ER. I don't care. Like, Jesus Christ, why is he talking about doing like a natural remedy?
Yeah.
Burning sage along his shaft?
That's right. Get, make sure the chi is in a positive spirit.
Fix it.
And let the power of negativity compel you.
Why negativity?
What? I didn't know you could break your dick.
Yup.
Oh, really?
You said yup like you broke your dick. You said yup like you broke the dick. Have you broken your penis?
No.
No? But you just know that it could happen to somebody that wasn't you.
It's a, isn't it a muscle? You would sprain it or strain it or tear it?
Sprain the tissue? You've seen a lot of... Do you watch porn where this happens? It seems like they would cut around it. Do we have a doctor in the house? It damages the tissue? Have you broken someone's penis? You know this to be true? And what do you... No, I don't want to imagine my hard dick bending any which way.
Bending? So kind of like bending a popsicle straw? Sorry, popsicle straw.
You guys, Amir's from Israel. He hasn't had very many normal popsicles in his life.
We have straw. And I'll give you a break, honey.
What would you do? What would you do? Your penis bends,
I'm
pops.
I'm doing something awesome, sex.
Right.
And it pops.
Pops.
Like a fucking Pringles can. Just
once you pop, the fun do stop.
Very good.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I guess I would... My dad's a gynecologist, so that would be my first.
That's.
I would make sure.
That's usually Amir's pickup line too. Yeah. I can get you free birth control.
I would make sure it's opposite day. Call my daddy and be like, "All right, listen, pops. Pun intended. I know you're all about that cervix or whatever, but I need your help bad. I heard it pop. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think I strained my dick muscle."
Right.
Thoughts?
So you're advising this guy to call your dad?
I never broke... I mean, I've twisted my ankle. Maybe I'll do a little rice or something.
You gotta rest the rocket.
Yeah.
Ice the icicle.
Yeah.
Compress the cock.
Of course.
And elevate the elephant trunk. And that's all the fucking letters of rice, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I do deserve the applause.
And maybe if it still hurts, maybe pop a couple Advil up there. It has to go straight to the source.
It doesn't have to do that.
Well, when I have a headache, I swallow it.
And what do you do when you're...
I'll sit on a bottle of Tylenol's face.
No, God, that's hot.
I mean, I don't know what to tell this guy. Your dick's broken and you're writing a podcast. Where did you go? And you're not even writing for us to ask a doctor. You're writing a podcast to ask for natural remedies.
Yeah.
Icy hot.
Icy hot.
I've put Icy Hot on my penis. It's the worst thing that you could possibly do. Do not do that. You put Icy Hot on your penis and come to my next show, and then you'll ask, oh, you're asking not why not, you're asking why did I?
Yeah, why did you?
That's our show, folks. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Portland.
We had an awesome time. I really appreciate you guys coming. Did you guys have fun? Great.
So do we.
Namaste. Have a happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.